891 ABC Adelaide.
This is Drive with Ian Hinchke.
Well, I hope it never happens that I ever get attacked, but I wouldn't know what to do, I don't think. Matt Jones is going to try and tell us what to do. It's a pretty difficult situation, isn't it? I mean, if someone comes up to you and they've got a knife like this fellow that's roaming around the suburbs attacking women, what's the best thing to do, Matt?
If possible, running would definitely be the best option there, Ian, and it's may not sound like the most glamorous, or it may not sound like the one that's going to appeal to everyone's pride, but get out of there as fast as you can is definitely the first thing we want to be trying to do.
Now, but if you've been cornered, though, now, you are a coach at the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Self-Defense Academy called ISO Health. Now, if you've, if someone's got you by the arm and they're holding on to you, is there, how do you get out of that?
Well, there's obviously a lot of physical options that people can employ. Not necessarily anything, I hope I'm not disappointing listeners here, but it's not necessarily something we could talk about over the radio in 60 seconds and have them being able to employ as far as the specific physical skills go. But certainly, simply fighting as hard as they can, screaming and doing everything they can to get away is going to be a really, really good start. It's a really unfortunate thing, but, you know, we've worked with a lot of people that have been through some pretty horrific scenarios, and some people will freeze and, you know, not even scream, which is absolutely understandable given how horrific the things are that they're facing. But that will to fight and being as loud and as physical as you can is a really, really good start.
A lot of people do that. I mean, that's a very common reaction, isn't it? I mean, you see it in the animal world as well. People just, they literally almost freeze with fear.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Ian. Yeah, you know, we often hear, especially if people start looking into the self-defense side of things, we often hear of this talk of fight or flight, but something that very rarely gets a mention is freeze, and the other one, of course, is posture. So posture we seem to be able to relate to quite quickly. If you think of, if you've had the misfortune of, you know, being a part of or even seeing, you know, violence on the street, you'll see that great Australian fighting stance where if guys are having one of those ego confrontations, they start puffing their chest up, their arms are out. You see it even, yeah, in the animal world. But yeah, that, unfortunately, that freeze is something that doesn't get discussed a lot. And I think it's really important to bring it to people's attention, because it's better they hear about it now and have a chance to physically and mentally try and work through those types of things through training rather than experience it for the first time. And even worse, if something bad does happen, for them to feel guilty about it, because it's nothing to feel guilty about. It's, you know, a completely natural thing. And, you know, if we can discuss it and bring people's awareness to it, it's one more step to helping them overcome that at the time.
And Matt, there are some things that I know that I've heard before. I just want you to comment on these. We're talking to Matt Jones, who's a specialist in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Matt, I remember someone saying that if you stamp very hard on the top of someone's foot with your heel, on the, you know, not almost like on the toe. So if a woman was being grabbed from behind, they say just stamp on the person's foot, and it might. And then drop down and lift your arms up, you might be able to get away. Is that true or not?
Here's the thing with it. It's there's, in self-defense, something I always like to explain to people is that there's what's possible and then there's what's probable. And what you're saying there, that recommendation, stomping on someone's foot, it can definitely induce quite a degree of pain. I think the biggest thing with it, there's two sides to it. One, we look at the amount of damage someone can take and still keep going. Well, that works to the victim's side. If someone is being attacked, they needn't think that the first hit is going to stop them. And if they do sustain damage, there's still a really good chance of them being able to get away. The flip side, of course, is we have to look at, you know, a strike to an attacker's foot. It's way better than doing nothing, but we don't want to ever, it's a balance. We want to have confidence in the fact that we're going to try, but we also have to realise hitting the extremities is something that is, again, better than nothing, but not necessarily going to be giving a magical result that, unfortunately, some people do try and give people that impression. Oh, stomp on the foot, it will stop someone, kick them in the groin, it will instantly stop them. Those things can definitely be uncomfortable, but we need to know that that sort of stuff is actually quite a minimal damage effect, and the biggest effect they tend to have is at least displaying the will to fight. So stomping on someone's foot's not going to actually physically stop them enough to stop the attack. At least you're showing that you're willing to fight, and that's the thing that can really make these people worried about the fact they're going to get caught and put you in the too hard basket. And as we've seen, you know, people actually fleeing the scene and giving up on that attack.
So, in other words, Matt Jones, head coach of the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy, if you want to learn how to do something, go and take a course in it. If not, your choice is either to run away as fast as you can, or if you're being caught, at least put up a bit of a fight.
Correct, yeah, get ferocious. I think one of the biggest things for people is to find their line in the sand, and once they know what that is, they commit 100%. So, you know, to put it in a little bit more of a kind of cliche and a little bit of a funny-sounding way, be nice until it's time to not be nice anymore. And what your line in the sand is, once you've realised someone's crossed that, now all bets are off, you can do everything you can to get away. And, you know, think of more, I always give the example of like a, if you imagine a cornered cat, how that's going to be, even if it doesn't have training, it's still going to be a handful. And again, you know, that displaying that will to fight is really what we want, rather than if people are looking for specific skill sets, they need to be really, really well honed. And sometimes just a crazy instinct is going to actually be better than sitting there thinking, okay, am I going to hit his foot? Or hang on, I need to do move 36A where I'm going to throw my elbow here. That stuff's got to be really integral. It's got to be really visceral and part of you.
And you are getting more and more young women taking up training in this area, I imagine, Matt, or not?
Actually, funny enough, yeah, we do. We have a really strong women's program, and we're thrilled to be able to help women work on that area. It's obviously really unfortunate that there's a need for it, but it's really great to see women getting a chance to realise just how capable they can become. And coming back to the confidence thing, there's been studies where they've seen, you know, a bunch of violent offenders are interviewed, showing footage of ladies walking down a hallway, and those violent offenders are able to, just from 10 seconds of footage or so, they can pick women that they see as an easy target, and it turns out those women have been victims of violent crime. They pick it up in their gait. There's an asynchronicity, a lack of synchronicity in their gait, and yeah, it's almost spotting the wounded gazelle. So the more confident someone can be, the more comfortable they're feeling. I mean, that goes a long way already to trying to actually be, you know, deselected, so to speak, if that makes sense.
It does make sense indeed. In other words, if you walk as if you know something, then it might turn the predator away. You've got a thing in your training, which you do, Matt Jones, called Crime Scene A and Crime Scene B. Can you just tell us about
that? That's right. Yeah, that's a great question, Ian. So coming back to that line in the sand is really where this all ties into the A and B. People sometimes wondering, you know, do I fight, don't I? This is obviously their choice, and we don't impose that on people, but the information we like to share is when someone first contacts you, or when you have that first meeting where you realise things are going bad, if we think of that as Crime Scene A, and that could be sitting in a car with someone who you thought was okay, or it could be walking down the street, walking down the footpath and being confronted. That Crime Scene A is obviously bad enough. In our opinion, the thing, and this isn't just ours, there's experts all over the world who share this view, absolutely make sure you fight if they're trying to take you anywhere else. So anywhere else they take you from that first point of contact is going to be Crime Scene B. And as you could imagine, what can take place on a footpath could be quite different to what can take place if someone grabs you and drags you off the footpath down where no one can see you, or if they bundle you up in the car and take you to a much quieter, isolated area. So we really try and drive home that point. You know, are you going to fight? Are you not? Well, you're absolutely going to fight if they're going to try and move you to Crime Scene B. You're absolutely going to fight if they're going to try to tie you up. And, that's something we really push very strongly.
All right. Well, Matt Jones, thanks for taking us through that. It's a dreadful thing to think about, but it's a bit like having a fire plan, isn't it, with the CFS? You've got to have a plan in the back of your mind so if it ever does happen, you've got an idea of what to do.
That's right. Yeah, you absolutely nailed it, Ian.
Thank you very much, Matt.
No, you, thank you.
You nailed it. I think I might send my girls down for some training. I want them to be fit when they're just getting to that age now where you start to worry. So thank you very much, Matt.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Now, wish it was a perfect world. Here's Alan Stone with Perfect World.